face and took a step back. As he did, his vision trailed down to the parted denim, and he shook his head. "Zip up, Commando. Or I'm about to find out real quick how bad this hardwood would be on my knees."
"So, lunch?" Tate queried, zipping his jeans.
"If we go to lunch, I won't be coming back to the office."
"Okay."
"Dinner?" Logan suggested. Tate seemed stumped.
"Actual dinner? As in food? Because I was under the impression I'd eat when I got here."
Logan walked around his desk and took a seat. Sitting back in his chair, he pressed a hand against the erection that was still apparent, but was finally starting to behave. He then reached up to take off his glasses before he rubbed the bridge of his nose. "Actual dinner. Tell me where to meet." Tate thought about where they could go, and walked over to stand in front of the desk.
"O'Malley's?"
"The pub?"
"Yeah, the pub. Sound okay to you?"
Logan nodded and put his glasses back on. "What time?" Tate shrugged as he offered.
8?
"Make it 9, so I can get home and shower." As the word left his mouth, he saw Tate's eyes darken, and he knew he was recollecting the last time they had been together in his bathroom.
"Okay,"
Tate agreed, as he walked backward, still focused on where Logan was sitting in his chair. Tate bent down, picked up his helmet, and then tilted his head to the side before shaking it. The expression made Logan curious, so he had to ask. "What?"
"You look sexy sitting there all professional, in your suit and glasses behind that desk."
"Well, I fucking asked for it. Tate's lack of subterfuge will eventually get me into a shit ton of trouble," Logan thought, as Commando turned and left his office.
Chapter 14. Logan got there first, which he hadn't expected, although he probably should have, based off his previous meetings with Tate. The guy was always running around 5 minutes late. Making his way into the pub, Logan was happy to see that not too many people were about. Monday night wasn't exactly the busiest night of the week. Logan had opted to go casual, wearing some comfortable jeans and a white button-down shirt. He'd brought a jacket with him, but really, it wasn't even cool tonight. Taking a booth against the wall, he made sure to slide into the side facing the door, and he sat, waiting. He was waiting on a date. Hell, when did that happen? "When I met Tate," he thought with an ironic shake of his head. Usually by now, Logan would have chased, caught, and released. But with Tate, he was still chasing. And who knew if he'd ever catch him? The guy was constantly dodging him, like a startled animal. One minute, Tate was paralyzed, and the next, he was running for his life. But there were those couple of occasions when Logan had caught him. And damn if the man wasn't worth the time. He was delicious. Just as the thought entered his mind, the pub door opened, and Tate stepped through the entryway. Logan's body went on high alert as he watched the object of his attention scan the dim space. He supposed he could stand and wave him over, but, well, he didn't. Logan was too busy enjoying his unfettered view. Tate was wearing jeans, just like himself, but with a short-sleeved black shirt that came into view as he shrugged out of the leather he wore everywhere. "I need to see him on that bike." Tate scanned the pub and, when he found him, started to make his way toward their booth. As his long legs ate up the space between them, Logan felt his cock twitch in anticipation of what was going to happen later. "Well, hopefully." Tate stopped by the empty seat and threw his jacket into the corner. Sliding in opposite him, Logan felt their knees bump as Tate seemed to relax into the wide straddle he favored.
"Sorry I'm late. Got held up."
What do I care if you're a little late? This way, I get to watch you walk in.
Tate chuckled as he snagged the small menu on the table.
Well, that's a first. Usually I get my ass handed to me for being late.
Logan knew exactly who he was referring to after the exchange he'd witnessed between Tate and his ex, and not being one to beat around the bush, he decided to just lay it out on the table.
I'm not your ex, Tate. I'm not going to wonder where you are or bitch you out if you're 5 minutes late. Now, if you're an hour late, you better have a damn good excuse, or at least offer to make it up to me on your knees.
Tate placed a hand on top of the table and tapped his fingers in a quiet tattoo against the wood.
As in, Tate joked, but stopped on the follow-through.
As in, go on, ask.
Tate's mouth kicked up at the edges.
You mean, as in, me giving you a blowjob?
Logan raised his brows.
Shocking, isn't it, that I'm so easily appeased?
Tate regarded him in a way that made Logan's cock extremely excited.
What are you thinking?
Raising a hand, Tate ran it through his hair and shrugged.
I was wondering if I'd be any good at it, or if I'd even like it.
Logan couldn't help the rumble of laughter before he told Tate quite adamantly.
You could be the worst in the world at giving head, but the fact that you would be the one with your lips around me...
He savored the thought for a second, and then winked at Tate.
I'd go out of my fucking mind.
Now, knowing Tate, for the tease that he was, Logan wasn't shocked when Tate licked his lips, the idea obviously growing on him.
Really?
Really,
Logan assured, as he lowered his hand under the table to adjust his agreeable cock. He was so busy ogling Tate that Logan didn't even notice the pretty brunette who stopped beside him and greeted them both.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Tate's focus moved from him and shifted to the waitress, and then the wide smile, the one Logan hadn't seen since the first night they'd met, spread across his mouth. It was flirtatious, open, and so fucking sexy.
Good, thanks. You?
Tate asked conversationally. The waitress turned her body toward him, and Logan could tell she was giving him her best I'm interested look. And for one quick moment, Logan could have sworn he felt... shit. Jealous.
I'm very good.
Logan rolled his eyes and smiled when he felt Tate's knee brush against his own, remaining and connecting them beneath the table.
What can I get you to drink?
She continued, talking only to Tate. Logan sat patiently and watched the man opposite him. Tate focused on the woman and told her, relaxed as he pleased,
I'll have a Corona, and he'll have a blowjob, thanks.
The knee under the table pressed firmly against his own as Tate's eyes met his, and the woman beside Logan turned to finally look down at him, giving a small laugh.
We don't get too many guys asking for that. You got a sweet tooth?
Not one to easily embarrass, Logan felt a wicked grin curve his lips.
Nah, not particularly. But this guy owes me one.
Quickly, she looked to Tate, whose attention was now solely on him. Logan was hard-pressed not to laugh when he felt a heel jab down onto his foot.
I made him try one the other night, you know, as a joke,
Logan informed the woman, as he heard Tate cough from across the table.
You okay?
Yes,
Tate managed. Logan was pleased to note that Tate now looked flushed and a lot less cocky about his little joke that had been turned back on him.
Oh, I see. So, this is payback for buying a girly drink, huh? Well, don't worry. I'll make sure it's a good one.
Logan touched the tip of his tongue to his top lip and lowered his voice as he agreed suggestively.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
With a light, airy giggle, she turned and walked away from the booth, leaving Logan staring across at the man currently shaking his head.
What?
He asked. Tate leaned back in the booth and his knee pressed back against Logan's again.
You can't help yourself, can you?
Placing his arm along the back of the seat, Logan angled himself so he was comfortable.
Can't help what?
The sex. It just comes out of your mouth with everyone.
You started it. A blowjob? You need to try better than that to embarrass me.
I wasn't trying to embarrass you.
Yes, you were, but it didn't work. All it did was make me think about putting my cock into your mouth.
Tate shook his head again with a chuckle.
I've never met anyone like you.
Oh? Logan wanted to know more, but shelved his curiosity as he saw the waitress coming back toward them with a tall bottle stuffed with lime and a short shot glass with...
Jesus. Whipped cream. Ugh.
She placed them down, the bottle first, and as Tate reached out to take it, she made sure their fingers connected. Logan knew because, hell, I'm watching her with him like a jealous boyfriend.
Thanks.
Tate smiled as he took the beer. She then turned to Logan and placed his shot glass down.
And here's yours. You do know the traditional way to drink this, don't you?
Logan could think of around 100 different inappropriate responses to that, but instead of saying them, he played it dumb.
No. How am I supposed to drink it?
The waitress started to explain, but Logan got caught up in Tate pushing his lime into the beer with his long index finger. All of a sudden, he had a very clear recollection of that finger elsewhere, and Logan found it difficult to even comprehend what the woman beside him was rattling on about until she said,
"So, no hands, just a wide open mouth. Most put their hands behind their back."
Logan nodded his head as if pondering her suggestion, then asked,
"But what's a good blowjob without hands?"
He watched her face go from a lovely pale white to a bright shade of red as she lowered her eyes. She floundered around a little and before replying,
"Ah, yes. Well, of course, hands are good too, for other things."
Quickly, she looked back to Tate just as Logan did, and they both found him sitting back in the booth cradling his beer. As their eyes connected, Tate lifted the bottle, put it to his sexy mouth, and took a swig of the beer without saying a damn thing. But Logan knew Tate was thinking about his own recent experience, concerning mouths, hands, and...
Yes, sir, blowjobs.
"Well, if that's all," she muttered, about to walk away.
"Actually, can I get the cheeseburger medium well with fries?"
Logan asked and then also added, "And a Heineken." She nodded before turning to Tate for his order.
"I'll have the wings, thanks."
"Mild or hot?"
He flicked his glance to Logan and looked at
my mouth fucking tease
before saying,
"Hot, please."
Tate stared over at Logan, who seemed determined to shake the very foundation he was used to standing on. Everything about him called to Tate, from the relaxed way he was lounging back in the booth to the "I'm cool and collected" arm he had resting along the back of the seat. Not to mention those blue eyes, minus the glasses, that were constantly watching him. The man was completely charismatic, and Tate had a hard-on for him that just would not quit.
"What are you thinking about?"
Logan questioned, as their waitress walked away. Deciding he needed to just have this conversation and get it out on the table, Tate replied with,
"You."
"What about me?"
"I want to know where you see this,"
Tate indicated between them,
"going. Is this just a quick hookup to you? Because, I don't know. I can't just change my whole fucking life for a night in your bed."
"How about for two?"
Logan remarked flippantly.
"How about you get serious for a moment?"
Logan brought his arm down and moved to lean across the table.
"I want you. Tell me how I can have you."
Tate brought the beer to his mouth and took another swig of the contents. Slowly placing it back down, he brushed his knee against the leg pressed on the inside of his own.
"For a night?"
Logan eyed him hungrily and offered. "For as long as you want."
With that, Logan bent his torso down over the table with his hands behind his back and opened his lips wide over the shot glass in front of him.
Tate watched with rapt attention as Logan lifted his head and swallowed the sweet contents of the drink in one gulp. Reaching up with one hand, Logan took the glass from between his lips, but before he lowered it, he made sure to stick his tongue as far into it as he could, licking clean all of the creamy liquid from the inside. When done, he placed it down on the table, brushed his thumb along his bottom lip, and smirked. Tate was equally frustrated and turned on by what Logan had just done, but at the same time, he was still unsure of everything he was feeling. So he remained silent as Logan casually sat back and once again placed his hand along the seat. Always gotta make sure you lick up every last drop. Don't want to waste the end of a good blowjob. Tate cleared his throat, pulling himself out of the sexual haze he was in and blinked across at him.
Is that right?
Well, that's my rule, anyway.
To lick up every last drop?
Of you? Logan asked with a cocky wink. Count on it. Stretching out both hands, Tate shuffled the bottle back and forth between them as he chewed on his lip. Okay, let's come back to that later. How about you tell me a little about yourself? Logan prompted. Tate couldn't help the burst of laughter that left him. Logan raised a brow. What's so funny?
I was just thinking about how long it's been since I've gone on a date.
So, this is a date? Tate shifted in his seat and looked around to make sure no one was listening.
Well, isn't it?
I don't know. Do I get to kiss you at the end?
Logan, come on, be serious.
I am being serious. Tate lifted the bottle again, and this time, he finished the beer as he waited for a better answer than what he'd just been given. Then, Logan gave it to him. Yeah, it's a date. I'm out with someone I find extremely attractive. I'm going to buy him dinner and hopefully walk him outside and kiss him goodnight.
Walk me outside, huh? In case I get mugged in the big, dark, scary alley?
Logan's eyelids lowered until the look he was aiming Tate's way lit a fire in his stomach and made his cock weep. No. So I can kiss your fucking brains out and then watch you get on your bike and drive away. I've been fantasizing about seeing you straddled over that vibrating piece of metal since you walked into the bar with your helmet.
Really?
Yes, really. You have the whole sexy rebel thing down.
Tate shook his head. Rebel? Not me. I'm straight as they come.
Logan barked out a teasing laugh.
That's way too easy. You can't just hand me lines like that and expect me to sit here silently.
I would never expect you to be silent anywhere. Tell me something about yourself. You said Cole's your brother. Do you have any other brothers or sisters?
Logan shook his head as the waitress appeared with her food. She slid the wings down in front of Tate and placed the cheeseburger down for Logan. Would you like another beer? He was about to answer when Logan spoke up. Yeah, grab him one, would you, hon? She smiled down at Logan before spinning to walk away.
I can order a beer, you know, Tate pointed out.
Yeah, but then I have to watch her drool all over you.
Jealous?
Tate joked, grabbing a piece of celery and dunking it into the blue cheese dressing. Yes, I want you drooling all over me. Baring his teeth in a grin, Tate bit down on the vegetable and chewed slowly. Cole is my only sibling, to answer your question. And he's my half-brother. We met when he turned 18. Bringing the celery back to his mouth, Tate finished it.
Why 18? Or is that too personal?
Logan grabbed the ketchup bottle, shook it a few times, and then put some near his fries before dipping one into the sauce and stuffing it into his mouth.
Hungry?
Tate questioned around a mouthful. I'm fucking starving. I missed lunch, remember? Tate picked up a wing, pushed it into the blue cheese, and then brought it to his mouth. After taking several bites, he dropped the bone back onto the plate, and then he began to lick his fingers one by one. Once they were all clean, he looked back across the table to find Logan had zeroed in on the finger closest to his mouth. Feeling relaxed and playful, Tate took a moment to suck that one back into his mouth and make a big show of it. Logan coughed and shifted on his seat before focusing once again.
I lived with my mother. She had a relationship.
Well, affair, I guess you would call it. With our dad when Cole's mom was pregnant. He remained married to Cole's mother, and they lived as one big, happy family.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Great guy, huh? Such a shame he's dead.
Tate could tell by the clipped way Logan had finished that particular story that the subject was now closed. Trying to think of something to say, he decided that eating seemed like a good fallback plan when Logan picked up his burger and took a bite. Silence. Sometimes it was much more effective at solidifying a bond than all the talk in the world. Logan sat quietly as he took a third bite of his burger, and internally he cursed at himself for being a giant asshole. It wasn't Tate's fault that he'd just happened to ask him the one thing that pushed all his buttons. He could tell Tate was trying to think of something to say, but he seemed to have given up for the moment. When the waitress appeared with two more beers, neither of them acknowledged her. This time, they were just sitting in brooding silence.
Come on, man. Snap the fuck out of it. You finally have him sitting across from you, and you're screwing this up.
Lifting his beer to his lips, Logan opened his mouth and continued on the fucking stupid route of doing everything wrong this evening.
So, how long were you married?
Tate had been halfway to bringing a wing to his lips, but paused and glanced at Logan, lowering it back down to the plate. Wiping his hands on a napkin, Tate slowly picked up his Corona and took a long gulp.
Sorry, Logan told him. That's none of my business.
Rubbing a hand over his face, Logan thought,
why am I screwing this up so badly? I'm never like this, especially with people I want in my bed. Get with the program, Mitchell.
4 years.
The words came out like a curse, and as Logan met Tate's eyes across the table, Tate continued.
I spent 3.5 of them trying to work out how to leave.
And in the end?
Logan asked, curiously.
I woke up one morning, opened the front door, and walked out.
Just like that, huh?
Nodding, Tate answered.
Just like that.
She's an idiot.
Tate picked up the wing that he'd put down.
Why do you say that?
Logan watched him move his left hand over to the blue cheese sauce where he dipped the chicken in and then brought it up to his mouth.
Because I'd never let you just walk out.
Tate swallowed once before he challenged.
What would you do instead?
Logan shrugged.
Probably fight with you, and then drag you to the bedroom.
Is that how you've solved all of your past relationships? I hate to point this out, but you're single.
I've never been in a relationship, Logan admitted, picking up a French fry.
Ever?
Ever.
He confirmed, and stuffed the potato in his mouth. Tate grabbed his beer again and took a long gulp before managing.
Wow.
Not wanting to make a huge deal out of it, Logan explained.
I just wasn't interested.
Tate, of course, was not letting him get away with that.
And now?
Now?
Logan repeated back, like he hadn't understood the question.
Yeah.
Now?
Logan felt a genuine smile cross his lips as he very openly inspected every inch of Tate that was visible. Now, I'm really fucking interested.
I don't know about all of this, Logan.
Logan felt his heart pounding in his chest as he pushed his plate aside and leaned across the table toward the man currently holding... What, exactly? My happiness? In his hands? Look, I know you probably think I'm the worst choice you could ever make. Tate said nothing to disagree with that, but ran a hand up through his hair. But you already know all the bad shit about me. Come on. What else is worrying you?
Really? You're asking me that?
Tate questioned incredulously, almost as though he thought Logan was crazy.
Let me list it for you. Let's say I do this, all of this, and for a week you're happy, content, and you get what you want. We continue, and my co-workers start asking questions. My soon-to-be ex-wife somehow finds out, and God forbid my family does too. Then you get bored a week later and say, I'm sorry, Tate, but it was fun. That's all that's worrying me. The entire upheaval of my life, and all because you want to sleep with me.
Logan sat back, and this time he straddled his legs out and around Tate's before he pulled them in, trapping the other man's between his own. First off, I would never do that to you.
How do I know that?
Tate demanded. You don't. You'd have to trust me.
Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? I'm sorry, but do you know what I see when I look at you?
Logan was pretty sure that this was not going to be flattering, but he went ahead and asked anyway. No. What do you see?
I see reckless. I see untrustworthy. I see someone that I'm terrified to take a risk on because I don't know if he'll be there to grab my hand if I jump off that cliff.
Pausing, Tate leaned in.
You said earlier that I'm a rebel. Well, I'm not. I'm boring. I'm everyday normal. And I haven't dated since I left my wife. But you came along and now... I don't know what to think.
So, that's it then. Tate, every decision, whether it's between a man and a woman or two men, always comes with risks. To think otherwise is naive, and you're not that. But I can't give you guarantees. I can only give you my word, and if that's not enough, Tate shut his eyes for a second, and Logan had to physically stop himself from reaching across the table to try to soothe the man. If that's not enough, he started again. Then why are we even here? Logan wanted to know as his temper rose. Tate peered back at him.
Because you're the first person who has made me feel since I walked away from that disaster. And you're the only person that I think about when I can't fucking sleep at night.
Logan pushed his hand up through his hair, frustrated. Okay then. So now what?
I don't know.
Tate shrugged and threw his napkin on the table. Tate? Logan waited patiently for Tate to look at him. Tell me what you want from me. From this. Tate seemed to mull over the question before answering.
I want you to either stop coming by the bar, or...
Logan grasped at the word now hanging between them. Or...
Or prove me wrong.
Breathing out in relief, Logan sat forward, placing his arms on the table. And how do I do that?
I'm not sure. But maybe you should try something new,
Tate suggested. Logan raised his hand for the check while asking, such as? Then, with determination, Tate told him.
How about trying to see where this goes with me? And only me.
Chapter 15.
Tate sat in silence as Logan paid the bill and then stood, looking down to where he was still sitting. You ready?
Ready for what?
Tate grabbed his jacket and slid out of the booth. Logan still hadn't said a word about what they'd just discussed. Sure, Tate had thrown out the scary idea of seeing how things between them would progress. And, as predicted, Logan hadn't said more than a few words. He might have said he was interested, but as Tate had suspected, the actuality of it had made Logan uneasy. Tate hadn't meant to issue that particular request, especially tonight. But before he had known it, the words had tumbled out of his mouth. After all, the thought of going any further down such an unfamiliar road with someone who could just up and leave was really stressing him out. Standing, he made sure to keep his eyes on the man waiting on him. Without a word, Tate turned and made his way to the door. Pushing it open, he didn't bother turning back to see if Logan was following him. He knew that he was. Making his way to the narrow alley between the buildings, Tate turned to walk down to the tiny parking lot where he had parked his bike. Halfway there, he felt a firm hand grab his arm and turn him around. Tate knew what was coming, or thought he did, as he was pulled to a stop facing Logan.
So if I say yes, that would make you... what?
Tate could hear the cars driving by on the main road in front of O'Malley's, and as he searched the face covered by shadows, he tried different words out in his head.
Boyfriend? Am I okay with having a boyfriend? Or what? A lover? A male lover?
It would have been alarming and slightly comical if he didn't want it as much as he now realized he did.
I thought you didn't like labels, was what Tate finally said.
Logan stepped closer and moved him back farther into the shadows. I'm warming to one with you.
I'm serious, Logan. I don't think I'm...
Tate trailed off his jumbled thoughts as rough bricks came up against his back. Logan's right leg moved between both of his as he pressed in close to Tate and caressed his cheeks, sliding his hands into his hair. Tate winced at the tight hold Logan had taken as he lowered his head until their lips were only an inch apart.
You don't think what? I don't like labels, Tate. But I am being serious about trying this out. If I weren't, I would have paid the bill and told you to fuck off.
Tate blinked several times, dropped his eyes to Logan's mouth, and let his hands drift to Logan's waist where he slid them around to the denim covering his ass.
You would never tell me to fuck off,
Tate murmured, much more confidently as he squeezed the ass in his hands, rocking his erection against the one Logan was now sporting.
I wouldn't, huh?
Tate realized that this was the first time he'd initiated things, and as Logan started to really react, he felt a hot, sexual thrill skate up his spine. He was anticipating what was yet to come when they got to his place. Alone.
Nope. You want me too bad.
As the last word slipped past his lips, Tate's mouth was crushed in a fierce kiss that had his eyes sliding closed and his breath coming fast. Groaning into the parted mouth above his, Tate dug his fingers into Logan's ass and moved up onto his toes to get closer to the man currently obliterating every thought he had. Logan wasn't standing idle either. The leg between Tate's thighs moved higher, and as he felt the added pressure to his aching balls, Tate brought his free hand up to Logan's face. When the hair scratched under his palm, Tate's craving for the man tripled as he was reminded of exactly whom he was kissing. Taking his hand from Logan's ass, Tate quickly slipped it between them and pressed his palm against the front of Logan's jeans. Curling his fingers around the erection he could feel, Tate began to massage the rigid length.
Yes, Logan sighed against his lips. That left hand is such a turn-on. Who knew?
Tate chuckled and then took a moment to bite Logan's lip as he dared to ask.
Want to come home with me?
Logan chased his mouth with his tongue as Tate teased and pulled his head back, all the while continuing to squeeze and stroke him.
You fucking flirt,
Logan accused.
You love it.
Tate felt and heard the struggle in Logan as his breath caught and his hips continued to move against Tate's hand.
So, we're really going to try this, huh?
He asked. Tate focused and confirmed.
I think so. That means you don't give this,
for emphasis he stroked the bulge in Logan's jeans,
to anyone else.
Abruptly, Tate found his hand brought up and trapped by his head against the bricks with Logan pressed flush against him. Tate always forgot how strong the guy was until he pulled shit like this.
So, that means I get to give it to you?
Tate's heart thundered as he thought of the implications behind that one question and what it meant to him.
For the most part,
he agreed, hoping that was enough for the moment. As Logan watched him closely, Tate felt his nerves trickling back in.
I want you in my bed. The same bed I lie in at night thinking about you. But I don't think I'm ready for that just yet.
Then, what are you ready for?
I'm ready to admit that I'm extremely attracted to you, and that I can't stop thinking about the way you looked lying in your bed, naked and hard. So damn hard.
Fuck me, Tate,
Logan cursed. Tate picked up the words and answered on a raspy promise.
That, too. I want to do that, too.
Tate carefully observed Logan as his brow furrowed and he released him. Thinking he'd said something wrong, Tate remained silent and waited.
What's your address?
Huh?
Was Tate's brilliant response.
Your address. I need it to find your place.
No, you don't,
Tate told him.
You're gonna come with me.
And how am I going to do that?
I'll drive us home.
On your bike?
Tate rolled his eyes.
No, on my magic carpet.
I'm not getting on the back of your bike like some chick. Tate shrugged and pushed Logan away as he turned and started to walk down the alley toward the parking lot.
So, you'd give up the chance to be pressed up against my ass the whole way home?
He called out and started to laugh when he heard footsteps behind him. Logan muttered,
"Ah, hell."
Logan stood in front of the shiny black motorcycle Tate stopped beside. He shook his head.
No way.
He watched cautiously as Tate moved to the back of the bike and removed his red helmet and then...
Yeah, just fucking perfect.
A black one.
What?
He asked Logan, as if he didn't see the problem.
The seat on that thing is tiny. I'll just take a taxi.
Tate walked back to him and thrust the black helmet against his stomach.
Suck it up, Logan, and put the damn helmet on.
Logan glared at Tate as he put his jacket on and then pulled the red helmet down over his head. As he flipped the visor up, Logan arched a brow and looked at the black one in his hand.
How far is your place?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes is long enough for me to fall off and lose an arm or leg.
Don't you trust me?
Grumbling to himself, his eyes followed Tate as he moved back to the bike, swung his jean-clad leg over the seat, and straddled the wicked-looking piece of machinery. Finally relenting, knowing that nothing would keep him from getting up close and personal with the man currently sitting with his hands resting on his thighs, Logan shoved the stupid helmet on his head and moved over to the bike.
If I die, I just want you to know that you have never looked hotter than you do right now.
And that is the only reason I'm about to risk my life. Tate raised a hand, and before he shut the visor, he promised.
I'll look even hotter in 15 minutes when I'm naked. So quit bitching and get on the bike, Logan.
Fuck you, he responded,
climbing onto the back of the bike and clutching the leather waist in front of him. Tate turned over the ignition, and the bike rumbled to life. His thighs brushed up against Tate's, and as he slid farther down on the seat, his cock nestled up against the man bending over in front of him.
Huh. This might not be so bad after all.
That was, until Tate put his foot on the gas, and the bike actually moved. 10 minutes later, and they were at their destination. Tate pulled into the parking garage, shut off the engine, and felt Logan's hands move to his thighs and then in between.
You can get off now,
Tate informed as he lifted his hands to remove his helmet. He heard a muffled sound and turned toward his handsy passenger. Reaching out, he pushed the visor up on Logan's headgear.
What was that?
He asked. Logan's right hand found his groin, and he repeated his words from a moment before.
That's what I'm trying to do. Get off.
Choosing to ignore him the best he could, Tate asked,
It wasn't so bad, was it?
Logan hummed a little in his throat.
This is the best part.
Get off the bike, Logan, so we can go upstairs.
Apparently, Tate didn't need to tell him twice. Logan released him and moved back to swing his long leg up and over the seat. Once he was off, he removed his helmet, and Tate's mouth twitched at the usually perfect hair that was now a mess on top of his head. Tate followed Logan's move, removing his headgear, and once the bike was secured, he ran a hand through his own hair and noticed Logan doing the same as they made their way over to the elevator. When it opened and they stepped inside, Logan looked at him from where he was standing.
So,
Tate returned.
I started seeing someone tonight. Did you know that?
Logan quipped.
I didn't think you were into that kind of thing.
Logan winked. Tate's cock throbbed.
Oh, I can't wait to be into this. I think this guy's different.
Logan knew he didn't need to say those words to get what he wanted, but it was imperative to him that Tate knew.
And why is he different?
Good fucking question.
It was one Logan didn't know the answer to yet.
I don't know, but I'm looking forward to finding out.
He was about to move forward and kiss Tate, just as the elevator stopped and opened.
This is my floor,
Tate told him as he moved out ahead. Logan followed, quiet and patient, as the man in front of him opened the door to his apartment. Logan turned, shutting them in from the outside world, and when he rounded back to face Tate, he was on him before Logan could blink. Caught completely off guard, he was easily pushed back against the door as Tate put his entire weight behind the palms planted firmly on Logan's chest. Immediately, their mouths connected in a molten kiss, and Logan groaned as Tate's hand moved straight down between them to his more than interested cock. Logan's head hit the door, and Tate released his mouth as he began undoing the buttons on Logan's shirt.
Jesus, what's gotten into you?
Nothing,
Tate breathed against his neck. Logan brought his hands up and clasped both of Tate's, pushing him back slightly.
Yes, something's different. What is it?
Logan waited, and when nothing came, continued.
Tell me, what's changed?
Tate's breathing came fast as he pulled a hand free. Touching Logan's skin that he'd revealed through the top two buttons, he replied,
I just decided, that's all.
You decided? Logan questioned.
You decided what?
That I want to be here. No more pretending. No more fooling myself.
Tate continued, sliding his finger down to the button.
So, are you going to shut the hell up and let go of my hand?
Depends.
Logan moved his head forward to capture Tate's mouth in a fast kiss.
What are you going to do with it? Tell me.
Tate's breath floated across his mouth as Logan released Tate's other hand, and he went back to unbuttoning Logan's shirt.
You like dirty talk, Logan?
I like your dirty talk. That night on the phone was amazing.
Logan rested his head back against the door and...
Oh, hell yeah.
Tate placed his teeth along his jaw and sank them into his flesh. Methodically, he worked his way up to his ear with several bites and then sucked on Logan's earlobe.
I want to give you what I owe you, but you might have to show me how.
Logan turned his head against the door and looked at Tate's face.
You better not be teasing me.
I wouldn't tease about this.
Okay, then. But not here. Where's your bedroom?
You don't want me on my knees?
Tate half-joked. Logan's arousal intensified as he stared back at Tate.
More than you know. But not your first time.
As Tate stepped away, Logan shrugged out of his unbuttoned shirt and tossed it on the floor as he moved away from the door toward the man who was now walking backward down the hall. Tate was boldly adjusting the obvious erection he had, and Logan was quickly coming to like this new confidence in him. It was as if Tate could finally do whatever he wanted because he'd given up on denying how he felt. Logan's eyes didn't leave him as they continued through the tiny apartment. With each step back that Tate took, Logan was advancing toward him. Tate reached down and removed his shirt, tossing it aside, much like he had. Logan had to physically hold himself back. He let his gaze wander over what had just been exposed, and when Tate's back hit what he presumed was his bedroom door, Logan suggested,
"Let me in."
Tate didn't speak or move, but watched as Logan began to unbutton his jeans.
"You did more than this last night,"
Logan reminded him quietly, just in case he was having second thoughts. That wasn't the case, though, as Tate turned the handle and pushed the door open.
"I know. I'm looking. Don't fucking rush me."
Logan stepped forward until they were chest to chest and face to face.
"You can look all you like. In there. Now. Invite me into your bed, Tate."
"You need an invitation?"
Tate slid his palm over Logan's tense abdomen and lower still to slide into his open jeans.
"I want one. I want you to invite me into your bed."
As Tate's hand found him, Logan's mouth opened and a hoarse sound left his throat.
"Logan, please get in my bed. Now."
Logan wrapped an arm around Tate, grabbed his ass hard, and walked the man backward into his room. He saw the bed, but he would be damned if he was going to get into it still wearing his jeans. Releasing his hold on Tate, he stepped away, kicked off his shoes, and made quick work of removing the denim and boxers that were left covering him. When he was completely naked, he brought his eyes back to Tate, expecting the same from him. But no. Tate was standing exactly where he'd left him, except now he was kneading his erection through his jeans as he took in the sight before him. Not wanting to take anything away from Tate's intimate inspection, Logan reached down and began his own exercise in self-pleasure. Last night had been quick and overwhelming. It had been a big whirlwind of Logan pushing Tate along and, in the end, getting spectacular results. Tonight, though, was all Tate and whatever he decided. And as Logan stood in front of him, he could tell the difference in the look Tate was aiming his way. The desire etched into the tense expression was that of a man who was looking at and lusting after someone he craved. Not someone who was confused about his feelings. Logan went to move, but Tate raised a hand and stilled him.
"No, don't. Let me look."
That quietly determined request
almost brought Logan to his knees. Tate stepped to him and reached out a tentative hand, and Logan felt Tate's fingertips connect with his nipple. Balling his left hand into a fist by his side, he continued to stroke his other hand over his aching shaft.
"Are they sensitive?" Tate queried.
"Yes."
"Do you like me touching them?"
"Mm-hmm," Logan hummed. Tate glanced at what his fingers were touching before he aimed those hot eyes back at Logan.
"Licking?"
"Are you asking me if you can?" Tate nodded.
"Yeah."
Logan hoped he had the patience he would need to get through this night of what he figured would be discovery for Tate, and torture on him. "Tate?"
"Mm?"
"You can touch whatever you want. Do whatever you want."
"What if you don't like it?"
Logan held himself back from telling Tate he was insane. "Trust me, I will." Gently, as though he were testing the waters, Tate skimmed his fingers down over Logan's nipple, across his pec, and then traced his ribs farther south to the V of his groin, where he flirted lightly.
"This really turns me on," Tate admitted.
"You touching me there is really turning me on. You have it as well, see?" Logan pointed out as he indicated the spot where Tate's jeans sat low.
"Yeah, but yours are so defined."
Tate lifted his free hand to trace the other side until his fingers were touching Logan's pubic hair.
"I never thought I'd be so turned on by another man's body."
Logan released the hold he had on himself and clasped the back of Tate's neck, hauling him forward and pressing their mouths together. Logan grunted when he felt two hands wrap around his erection. As his tongue touched Tate's, Logan propelled his hips into the hands holding him, and his body shuddered when one of those hands moved to fondle his balls. Tearing his mouth away, Logan panted as he dropped his head back to concentrate on the hands, finally learning his body.
"I can't stop touching him,"
Tate thought as he stroked the turgid flesh in his hand and played with the soft, tight sack scrunched up against Logan's body. Lightly, he pressed his lips to a spot Logan had exposed at the base of his neck when he let his head fall back. Logan's body was unreal. He had muscles on top of muscles, and the evidence of his desire excited Tate to the point where he could feel his own body begging for release. When Logan had stripped down and Tate had finally allowed himself that moment to really take in and desire everything he was seeing, he'd thought he would come right there in his jeans. He couldn't explain why, but now that he'd decided exactly what he wanted, and that was definitely Logan, Tate wanted him bad. He wanted to touch him with his hands, taste him with his mouth, and,
yes,
fuck him with his cock. As that final thought entered his mind, Tate took his hands from Logan's body and heard Logan offer a soft protest against his lips. Removing his mouth as well, Tate took a small step back and walked around Logan until he was standing behind him. Tate watched the hands by Logan's thick thighs clench. He had the power to really drive this man, who everyone wanted, out of his mind. Tate placed his hands on Logan's hips and pulled him back so his naked ass was against the erection constricted in Tate's jeans. "Oh, shit," Logan rasped as Tate rolled his hips against him.
"Can I change my mind?"
"What?" Logan's entire body went taut against him. Tate knew what Logan was thinking, but he was so very wrong.
"Can I change my mind?"
"About what? Because if you're about to stop and tell me to leave, take your goddamn hands off me and let me go so I can calm down." Tate didn't do any of that. Instead, he put his lips against Logan's naked shoulder and smoothed his hands around to trace that sexy V down to Logan's ready and willing cock. Stroking a fist up Logan's enlarged length, Tate bit the shoulder under his mouth hard as he bucked his hips forward.
What the hell?
Raising his head, Tate put his lips to Logan's ear and confessed in a voice full of guttural desire.
I don't want to suck you tonight. I want to fuck you instead.
Chapter 16.
Logan physically stopped breathing as Tate's words seeped into his brain. It didn't matter that warm hands were still tormenting him. With a distinct impression of Tate's arousal outlined to perfection against his naked ass, all Logan could think about were the words, "I want to fuck you," coming out of Tate's mouth.
Nothing?
Logan heard the question in Tate's voice, and it was the truth. He had nothing. Nothing he could say. Never in a million years had Logan thought that this would happen tonight. He'd never expected Tate to want it so quickly. Logan had thought it was going to take a lot of convincing on his side.
If you don't want...
Logan finally made himself turn to face the man, who seemed to be second-guessing himself.
I thought you...
With one hand, Logan touched his fingers to Tate's cheek and leaned in to take his mouth. As soon as their lips met... Tate's parted, and Logan dipped his tongue inside. Stepping closer, he rested his other hand on Tate's side as the kiss intensified and desire mounted. Logan could feel the rough denim abrading his skin as his cock wedged between them, and Tate's remained confined inside his jeans. Logan pushed his hand down and grappled with a button, and then lowered the zipper, all the while still sucking on Tate's tongue. Logan parted the jeans and slid his palm around Tate's waist, where he dipped his fingers inside his boxers. When Tate's hands grasped